Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. The Penguins open up their first three-game road trip of the season tomorrow night in San Jose. It is a late start for the Pittsburgh Penguins if you're watching from the East Coast, 10 p.m. Eastern time, and you'll see similar start times for the next two games after that, against the Anaheim Ducks on Tuesday, and then finishing it up against the LA Kings. But starting off, they go to San Jose. They're riding a two-game losing streak going into this one because of a 5-2 loss on home ice against the Ottawa Senators last Saturday. And we all remember what happened on Monday evening as the Penguins fell 4-3 to the Anaheim Ducks in the last 10 seconds of regulation, giving up a shorthanded goal. So out of that spawned one minor lineup change for the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's seemingly Jeff Carter out of the lineup, Vinny Hinostroza into the lineup. The Penguins showed a glimpse of this change yesterday at UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex in Pittsburgh during practice, and they continued to double down on it today as they practiced in Northern California. Vinny Hinostroza still taking line rushes with the fourth line. I talked about that on a brief emergency episode of Iceberg to Go, so go head back in the feed, whether you're listening on the podcast feed or whether you're watching us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins. You can find a full breakdown of that lineup change, why it needed to happen, although I'm sure most of you know, and what Hinostroza brings in replacing Jeff Carter, at least seemingly, for tomorrow night's game. But regardless of who's playing, the Pittsburgh Penguins have literally no reason to lose this game tomorrow to the San Jose Sharks. Going into this one, the Sharks are as low as any team I think has ever been entering a game against the Pittsburgh Penguins. They are 0-9-1 on the season. They have one standings point through 10 games. Historically low paces for the San Jose Sharks that are putting a capital T in tanking this year. They just lost last night on Thursday night, 10-1 on home ice to the Vancouver Canucks. And they have scored 10 total goals in their first 10 games. Think about that for a second. They gave up 10 goals in one game yesterday, but they have scored 10 goals in all 10 of their games. Not 10 each, 10 total in 10 games. That is absolutely horrendous. Not only that, which is clearly far and away the lowest amount of goals scored by an NHL team this season, they have allowed 45, which is also worst in the National Hockey League. This, I understand, there's parity in the NHL and you can lose any given night. But considering the team the Penguins have, whether they're last in the Eastern Conference or not, the talent that they have, the top-tier talent that they have, they should not be losing to the San Jose Sharks tomorrow. Just in general, based on the teams on paper, based on what we've seen the teams play like, because it's not like the Penguins have been 3-6-0 and have looked horrible in every single game. They've looked good, at least at points, in almost every game they've played this season. The Sharks cannot say that. You have to go out there, set the tone, for not just the night, but set the tone for the road trip in the positive manner. Not only is it Penguins who have been half decent at least throughout most of the season versus Sharks who have not played an iota of positive hockey this season. On top of that, it's Erik Karlsson's return game. He played five seasons in San Jose, 293 regular season games, 243 points in that time. And let's not forget a 101-point season last year that netted him his third Norris Trophy. Now, Karlsson, he has two goals and 6 points on the season. And the Penguins, as we talked about yesterday on the tip of the iceberg, they need him to kick it into a higher gear. This is the perfect opportunity. This is the opportunity, like I said yesterday, for him to start to take charge. You know there's going to be a little bit extra for Erik Karlsson. Not that it was an ugly divorce between Karlsson and the Sharks, but it wasn't really amicable. It was kind of, hey, I don't want to play for you anymore. It was really on Erik Karlsson's part. So if he has any reason to kick his playing into a higher gear, tomorrow is a perfect time for it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Not only is it an important night for Erik Karlsson, it's an important night for the captain. Sidney Crosby will be playing in his 1,200th regular season NHL game. And I know 1,200 is a weird number. It's not, 100 everybody talks about. 500's a big one. 1,000 is the biggest one. You get all the gifts, all the pomp and circumstance. But 1,200 is another important milestone for NHL players. Not one that is celebrated as much, but a cool opportunity for the Pittsburgh Penguins and for Sidney Crosby, who hits game number 1,200. Not many players get to 1,200 career games. So it's interesting. Crosby's off to a pretty good start this season. 10 points in 9 games, split evenly between goals and assists. 5 goals, 5 assists on the season. I think we can all agree that he hasn't quite played his best hockey as of yet, but he's still producing very well, and so too is the entirety of that top line. Jake Guentzel more on the assist side, Brian Rust more on the goal side than we would have expected for either one of them. So the top line playing well, Crosby in a milestone game. Looking back on it, though, his performance in milestone games when it comes to games played are pretty good. His track record speaks for itself. His 100th NHL game, November 20th of 2006, he was in Philly, taking on the Flyers, had 1 goal and 1 assist. Solid night. Multi-point game, all you can ask for, right? His 500th game, December 5th, 2013, against the San Jose Sharks. And what did he do in that one? He didn't score a goal. Unfortunately, he didn't score a goal, but he did tack on 3 assists. So, 3-point game. Alrighty, well, this one, more people might remember because it was more recent. 1,000th NHL game for Sidney Crosby, February 20th of 2021. Nobody in the building except for the players and some family members of Sidney Crosby. Taking on the New York Islanders. No goals in that one as well, but 2 assists. So you can almost expect a multi-point game from Sidney Crosby. And the only other time he's played the Sharks, in one of these instances, he put up 3 assists. And again, what are trends but history that we can parcel out and try to make predictions on? I would assume that Sidney Crosby, especially with the way the team has lost the last two games, particularly the game against the Ducks on Monday, I would expect Sidney Crosby, after a four-day break as well, comes out with a vengeance on his 1,200th and at least gets a multi-point game. If I was a betting man, I'd put money down on that. Speaking of if I was a betting man, one last thing to say here before we head home for the weekend. If I was a betting man, here we go again, I would say one of Mikael Granlund or Jan Ruda end up making an impact in tomorrow's game, whether that's scoring a goal or, more than likely, recording a multi-assist game. Look at what's happened already this season when the Penguins have gone up against players that used to play for them. Not just used to play for them, but played for them last season. Jeff Petrie had a two-assist game against the Penguins for the Detroit Red Wings. Kasperi Kapanen had a two-assist game against the Pittsburgh Penguins for the St. Louis Blues. I don't know. Something tells me that one of Mikael Granlund or Jan Ruda, who went the other way in the Erik Karlsson trade, might just have an impact on tomorrow's game. Now, two assists might be a stretch, because again, this team has scored, on average, one goal per game. So, I don't know about two assists, but I'm pretty confident that one of them is going to make a significant impact in some way tomorrow night against their former club. But still, the Penguins are desperate for a victory at this point. They need to kick off the road trip in a good way because Anaheim just beat them 4 days ago. And the LA Kings are a team that they have not beaten in LA since 2018. They need to get off to a good start, and there is no better opponent to face than this lowly San Jose Sharks team. Unless, of course, they do the most Penguins thing ever. The most unimaginable but still kind of imaginable thing ever, and drop a game to the San Jose Sharks. Don't want to put that energy in the air. I think 1,200th game Crosby is going to come to play. I think Erik Karlsson in his return is going to come to play. And I think Tristan Jarry, if he indeed starts, which I would imagine off of a four-day break, Tristan Jarry probably puts together another good game, his third good game of the season, and tries to get back towards the level playing field. At least that's what I'm hoping to see for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Because as we all know, the only thing worse than staying up to watch a hockey game at 10 o'clock at night is staying up to watch a hockey game where your team loses at 10 o'clock at night. And I certainly don't want to cover it, but that's why they play the game. That's it for this episode of Iceberg to Go. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, you can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff on YouTube. And also, if you prefer the audio-only version, you can find us anywhere you get your podcasts from. Again, you can subscribe, you can download the episodes, you can leave a review, which we would love a 5-star review if you think that we deserve it. If you don't, I don't know. Maybe just go over to YouTube and let us know in the comment section. But that's it for this one. We'll see you guys next time.